Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Start your next night out right with fabulous Italian food and great service at Paparazzi Restaurant. Book your table today, paparazzirestaurant.com.au.
Nicole Kidman was on The Project last night talking about her latest project, Nine Perfect Strangers, which premieres on Amazon Prime Video tomorrow. Nick spoke about how lucky she was to get Melissa McCarthy, Luke Evans, Bobby Cannavale, Michael Shannon and more to come to Australia to film the series.
Yeah, no, we were actually incredibly fortunate because Liam Moriarty wrote the novel that was based in Australia, and so to be able to make it here was one of those things where convincing all of the actors to come to Australia was really hard because it was in the middle of the pandemic and people were like, we don't want to travel, no, no, no. But it's one of those projects that just came together.
Nicole also talked about how she stayed in character for the whole 5 months of filming and even took elements of her character home.
I stayed in character for the whole 5 months. So not when I went home and went to sleep, but my kids would hear me talking in the accent all the time to the point where they didn't even notice it. Keith was really into Marsha, so that was good. But the actors literally did not hear my Australian accent till the day we were at. They came up to me when I gave a speech at the end to all the crew thanking everybody for working so hard and everything. Melvin and Samara, all of them, Regina, Melissa, they were all like, that's how you sound? Because I stayed completely in the character.
Sounds fabulous. James Corden's Carpool Karaoke has been renewed for a fifth season by Apple TV Plus. The segment and his Late Late Show have been on hiatus since the start of the pandemic, but efforts are now underway to safely return to production to bring us the super fun series featuring celebs singing along with James.
To the front, to what will I get, what we want, yeah, we're just so pretty.
British comedian Sean Locke has lost his battle with cancer at the young age of just 58. Tributes from fellow comedians and friends have flooded in, including Ricky Gervais, Jimmy Carr, Stephen Fry, Dawn French and a host of others. The comedian was well known for his dry wit and deadpan comedy, as well as captaining a team on British comedy TV show 8 out of 10 Cats.
What would be the definition of Sean Locke?
I don't think a dictionary's got enough words in it to describe me, you know. I think I'm such an amazing, complicated, I'm more like a sensation, an idea.
Yeah.
The best way to describe me is with a fragrance. That's Sean Locke. It'd be like hot tarmac and a vet's flannel.
And Perth-raised celebrity Isla Fisher will bring Hollywood to Busselton this month. The former Home and Away star will walk the red carpet at the Arana Cinemas in Busso on August 28th for Cinefest Oz Film Festival's Gala Night. She's part of the jury who will decide this year's $100,000 film prize. I wonder if her husband, Sacha Baron Cohen, will be joining her.
They're very nice.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.